This is the first video in a three-part series that helps you get started with Microsoft Azure Backup. Azure Backup is a simple and powerful service that empowers customers to backup Microsoft workloads to Azure. This series will help you backup Windows servers to Azure. This video will help you set up a backup vault on Azure Management Portal. This video will also help you download the required files from the Azure Management Portal to prepare your production workloads. You need an Azure subscription to follow the instructions in this video. If you don't have one, the easiest way to acquire an Azure subscription is with a free trial. Azure has a free trial that lets customers try Azure services for a limited period of time. If you're new to Azure and would like to make use of this offer, click on the Try for Free on Azure page and follow the instructions. It's incredibly easy to start using Azure Backup once you have an Azure subscription. To begin, navigate to the Azure Management Portal. On the left side, you'll see a list of all Azure services. Azure Backup is a part of Recovery Services. Navigate to the service. You need to create a vault to get started with Recovery Services. A vault is like a virtual container. Protected servers are associated with these containers or vaults. To start using Azure Backup, you will need a backup vault. When creating a vault, you need to select a region. We've seen that many customers pick a region that's far away. This is because they want their off-site backups to Azure to be far away from their production servers. This is unnecessary. Azure Backup automatically geo-replicates backup data to a secondary data center. Hence, the best approach is to select a region that's close to your production servers. This ensures fast data transfers. Give the vault a recognizable name. In this demo, the account I'm signed in has a single Azure subscription associated with it. If you are managing multiple subscriptions, make sure you select the right subscription for the vault. Once you've created the vault, navigate to the vault. You will need to download two files to your on-premise server from this page to backup the server to this vault. They are the vault credentials file and the Azure Backup Agent installer. The vault credentials file will act as an authentication file that's used to authorize the production server during the registration process. The vault credentials file contains a key. It's highly recommended that you safeguard the downloaded file. For security reasons, the key in the file expires after 48 hours. Make sure that you register your server before this time comes to pass. Agent downloads are offered in two versions. One for Windows Server Essentials SKU, the other for all other Windows Server SKUs and System Center Data Protection Manager. You'll need to download appropriate agent binaries and vault credentials file from this page to proceed. This is the end of this video. The next video will demonstrate how to prepare your production workload by installing the Azure Backup Agent and registering your production server with the backup vault using the vault credentials file. Thanks for watching.